What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast. We find amazing people, entrepreneurs, whoever. Hold on. You got receipts?
Don't always.
I don't. I'm just saying. Do you have receipts
of what? Everything.
Okay. What do you have receipts of?
Individuals winning contracts.
Okay. Government contracts.
Federal government contracts.
So you okay? And do you still get government contracts yourself?
I got 7 this year so far.
I like what you're doing now.
Yeah.
So I mean, there is a there's a group of people who do something amazing, meaning they're successful at it, and then they stop doing the thing, and then they start teaching it.
Yeah.
Which, nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, every industry, things change, and if all you do is teach it, it can't be that good of an idea. You know what I mean?
I agree. It can't be that lucrative, and or you feel like your level of success is that good, you can just stop doing what got you there and just start teaching people, which makes no sense.
Which... typically,
to me,
yeah. Typically, the thing is too hard to do, or they just can't do it anymore. So they pass, you know, past successes. They tell people,
but you got to think about it. With federal government contracting, there's no way I can teach about what I used to do to win contracts in 2024. Presidents change. Certain legislations have been passed. So if I'm teaching on old methods and old ways, how can that still be relevant today? That's why when people say, you still winning contracts? Absolutely, 1,000%.
I love it.
It's too easy.
I love it. All right, so take the toothpick out too, man. I want them to know, like, I mean.
I'm a serious man.
First off, Jason White from the streets.
I'm very serious.
So we'll not do the toothpick today.
Toothpick is out. Look, it's out of here. I'm putting it in my pocket.
That's why I ride with Jay White.
I'm going to save it for the airport.
Because Jay White really come from that. And you've done some incredible things. We've had you on the podcast a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to bring you back because I'm coming from the space where I've done everything myself. If I'm going to make some money, I go earn it.
Yeah.
If I'm putting on an event, I just come out of my pocket and do it.
I like that about you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into that, how you do the events. I enjoy that about watching you and how you do your events, but go ahead.
Yeah, but the challenge is, bro, there's other people where, like, let's say for events, for instance, before they do the event, they go find some other people to put money up and then do the event.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm finding out that there are government contracts where if you understand the contract and how to get the contract, somebody else does the work, you become a multi-millionaire middleman.
Yes.
And I need to understand that, bro, on a real level.
So I need to know from which part do you need to understand, because you just said it. The federal government is looking for a product or a service. You already know you and your company is going to be in the middle because you don't have that product or service, which means what? You have to go search for a company that has that product or service and has been doing this product or service, whatever it is, at a certain level, because obviously it's going to be for a federal government contract. That's all. That's it.
All right. And I'm trying to get this stuff out of the way. About how many government contracts do you think you've been awarded? Yourself.
Myself, right? I have 7 companies registered in SAM.gov.
You have 7 companies?
Yeah.
Why do you have different companies?
Because in the beginning, I said this before, so y'all go look at it. In the beginning, I got nervous because I was winning too many contracts. I felt like I was winning too many contracts under one LLC. I didn't know it didn't matter. So I was like, oh.
Hold on, bro. You were winning too many contracts.
Yeah.
And you got nervous.
Yes, because I'm like, man, I think it's like, I'm just talking to myself. Remember, I don't have a mentor. I don't have somebody to bounce ideas off of or something like that. So everything I was doing, I was just doing it on my own and thinking of it on my own. So I'm like, all right, this is what I told myself. I think you're going to only have like 30 contracts underneath one LLC. So let me go get another LLC. But by the third LLC that I got in SAM, now I was just like, all right, it's a strategy now. So I just used that to get 7 companies into SAM.gov.
Yo, it's a tax strategy tool, but
they can consult their CPA for that.
Tybo, I've never seen this angle before. Let me get used to it first. I like that.
That was fly.
It was kind of dope.
Was, yeah.
Hey, all right, seasoning in there every now and again. I like that. Okay. Yeah. All right, so we can have one business and get multiple contracts.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how much money we make.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, you change the LLC to an S Corp or C Corp, whatever the case may be. But in SAM.gov, it doesn't matter. It can be whatever. Whatever the number is.
SAM.gov is what?
SystemAwardsManagement.gov.
So SAM is the place where the grants are awarded.
There you go, my man. Yeah, contracts, because they're not grants. So that's where the contracts are listed and their solicitations. And then that's where the proposals get submitted. And then that's when you find out you get awarded.
Okay, let's go through this real quick, man. Is there a site where I can look at some contracts right now?
SAM.gov. Okay. Yes, sir.
SAM.gov.
I'm going to do it with you.
Gov. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to SAM.gov.
Mm-hmm.
The unique entity identifier. Hey, Tybo, can we make the website half and half? Can we do that? We got Tybo in the studio, man. He's about to take this podcast production to another level. Can we do that? Can you go online?
You got to show your phone. A camera got to be on your phone.
Nah. Come on, man. That's Tybo. Right
My
there.
Bad, bro. Man.
He said, 1 second. Okay. I got you. Say less. Because if the people can see what we're looking at in real time, that'd be next level.
In real time, but as we talking, y'all should just go to Sam.gov. Just pull your computer out.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. So Sam.gov, a pop-up comes up.
Yeah,
and
hit
it
the
says,
X. Yeah, hit the X.
Okay, hit the X. The unique entity identifier used in Sam.gov has changed.
Yeah.
So okay, gotcha. Okay.
So hit the X.
Hit the X. Okay. Where am I? Okay, where do I go?
So I never looked at it on my phone. This is actually my first time looking on my phone.
Okay.
So this is new for me. So
where would you go?
I'm gonna click the hamburgers to the right.
Okay.
And you see home search data bank?
Yep.
I'm gonna click search.
Search. Okay. Yeah. All words.
Yeah, my joint moving slow in here.
Okay, let me search a word. Podcast. Mm-hmm. You think podcast gonna be in there?
No. Okay. But something might come up though. You never know.
No matches found. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you got to put like digital. You got to put like digital.
Media?
Media. Something
media.
Like that. Yeah.
Search. Dang, it's 432 results. Avid Media Composer Workstation upgrades request for quotation, panel touch portrait, and power relay drawer. Heck is that?
But Shans, watch this. While you're looking at it, that's how everybody do government contracting. What you just did. I'm the podcast guy, so yep. Let me get a contract and podcast. Why?
Hold on. There's one here.
It's a bunch.
It says Video Production Services, USDA/NRCS Alaska. Sub-tier farm production. Okay. Contract opportunities. Where do I find out? Oh, do I hit contract opportunities?
You got to hit contract opportunity. You got to dive into it. So it's a hyperlink to it. And then you dive into the actual solicitation.
I don't see it. Hold on.
Let me see your phone because I don't see what you're looking at. Let me see what you're looking at, boss.
Yo, actually, can we? I want to see it on my the laptop is better to look.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I want to see what this contract is for. I'll go to Alaska for a couple dollars.
No, you. No, what's the point?
What you mean?
Whatever. Don't people do stuff remote all day long?
Yes.
So why do you need to go to Alaska? That's why I love working on the federal level because it really don't matter where you at.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at this contract.
Yeah. Now you in it. You actually in it right now.
Okay. Combined synopsis, solicitation, update, classification, description. Okay, description. Please see attached performance work.
You got to see the attachment. Alaska, it almost never tell
okay,
you.
Here it goes. Alaska office needs multiple video success stories that can be used as outreach materials to potential program participants to demonstrate the benefits of voluntary conservation programs and recruit future applicants.
Okay, Pip. Okay, stop right there. Nobody has to be in media space at all to know what the request is,
what?
Right?
You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion? Or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference. No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies. Or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.
Now, you know what their request is. They want video confirmation
testimonials
and testimonials for people to get new business in Alaska. Period. That's it.
Read this one more time, bro, because hold on. An Alaska office needs multiple video success stories that can be used as outreach materials to potential program participants to demonstrate the benefits of voluntary conservation programs and recruit future applicants.
Super easy.
You get a camera and you find some people like that already have been through the program or whatever.
Get a testimony.
What?
Send it to your mans. Let him edit it. And then send it to the people.
Let me read this real quick. Videos will be posted to the NRCS Alaska YouTube channel. NRCS Alaska will disseminate the YouTube video links using a variety of email marketing, website, digital, and social media strategies to target audiences. Video topics will be diverse and represent a variety of NRCS programs, conservation practices, land uses, and agricultural production. Video locations will include various geographic regions in Alaska. This is ridiculous, bro.
That's a layup for you. And you don't got to go to Alaska.
What?
But you don't have no companies in SAM.gov, do you?
I don't have any companies in SAM.gov, no.
So you'll go through your boy.
All right, so I set up my own SAM.gov.
You'll go through me, but set up your own
I want my own, Jason White.
All right, you just hit get entity number. It's right there. It was on the home. It was on the first page.
So, okay. So if I get an entity number, now I can apply for this.
Correct. Or you can submit a proposal. You're not applying.
I know how to like.
But what you're going to do is what everybody do. You're going to charge a David Shands price. Jay White ain't charging a David Shands price.
What other price is there?
A lower than the David Shands price, right? Because you're saying you're going to use all this amazing equipment. He going to come with a price. You want your own price. You even was talking about flying out there.
I was going to pull up.
See, I ain't doing none of that. I'm going to find somebody like him at a cheaper price. I'm going to find somebody that got decent equipment because they ain't saying it just got to look good.
Right.
And I'm going to get a decent price point. And I'm going to be awarded the contract.
So you're going lower?
1,000%.
Okay. Do they pick it based off a lower number?
No, it's three qualifications, but each solicitation is different. So, yes, they want the lowest price, but they want the most capable as well. And the most capable always isn't the lowest price.
So why would you go lower? Well, okay, so your objective is to be most capable and...
Reasonable.
Reasonable. Not lowest, but reasonable.
I want to be reasonable, but I know I'm going to be lower than most people because I've been doing this since 2008.
How do you know if you're lower? Because you don't know what their bids are.
Do I need to?
Maybe, I mean...
Think about it. When people doing construction bids, do they need to know everybody else's bid? Nah, they know, all right, most materials cost this, so I'm going to find material that's like this. Most people spend 6 months doing it. I'm going to find a crew that can do it in 4 months, which brings costs down.
How do you start
down.
Gathering that type of data?
Bro, Google, bro. Like, let's keep it all simple. Like, people overthink business as a whole, period. It can always be simple. So if you don't know nothing about the media space, which obviously you know a lot about.
I know this space, bro.
I don't. So guess what I'm going to do? If I call you, you're going to ask me 1,000 questions. Then you're going to want to partner up. I ain't calling you. I'm going to just Google. Not on this one. You feel me? Like I got to make it make sense because I want the most money for the longevity. Right? So this digital contract solicitation could end up being in the Library of Congress. Mm-hmm. Now the Library of Congress calling me for contracts as well because they do all the media for all the military, which a lot of people don't know. So it's always a continuation with each solicitation. Always is.
Okay, so let's say I see this and I don't know anything about media. First off, I know about media. So I kind of, I can get a gauge on what this is going to take, what's required. But if I don't, you're gonna go on Google and find out what this requirement is. Or you're gonna find out about how much it costs, maybe?
So based off the description, right, we're seeing what it's asking for. We're seeing what the needs are.
Crazy to me.
Right. So I got to link up with somebody who knows how to record and get good angles for testimonials. And just give me a price. That's it. So I'll call you,
I got this project in Alaska. I want to see, like, yo, how much is it going to cost for me to get this done?
How much are you going to charge me, Shans? Yeah. That, I'm going to just come at you like that. Because I'm going to give it to you so you can just be like, all right, Jay, this the price. And I'm like, all right, bet. I got it.
And then you call other people to?
Of course. What? When you look for your house, you ain't just look at one, did you?
For sure.
All right. You know, we going to shop around. Yeah. You my dog, so I want to work with you. But if you ain't the lowest, I can't. Because I got to put money on top of yours. I got to make money too. So that always is the secondary factor. You can't take, in this space and how I teach it, I can't take the highest price because there's no margins for me left.
I see. Okay. So you call a couple people, be like, yo, what's this going to cost? Do they have so they don't have prices on here though.
Nah. If they had prices, everybody would select that. If they said it's $1 million contract, how much would your proposal be? Right.
I'm coming in low. $950,000.
Right.
Wow, this is crazy, bro.
So they can't put the prices up there on the federal level. Some of the lower contracts, they'll tell you, hey, not price point, not to exceed $8,000. So then everybody putting their bid in at $8,000.
Right.
Which makes no sense. That's on the state and local levels do that. That's why I don't operate on those levels.
Okay. How, because it doesn't matter whether it's in your wheelhouse or not, right?
Not for me.
How do you search? Like, what are you going on the search bar searching?
I don't niche down. I don't search. Oh my God.
Tybo will be going crazy.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, that's how
I can make it a little bigger. Wow. Okay. First off, we're like full production here.
Okay? So I will definitely call you and be like, yo, this is what y'all doing. Okay.
Okay. I got you. Okay. All right. So, okay. Let's search something. We on the front page?
Yeah. So if you go to search, top. No, not that one. At the top, by home. It's right by home.
I can't believe you can see that.
I know. I don't even have my glass on right now, neither. But I just know the website, though. That's right.
All right, so how do you look for contracts?
Wide open. I look for contracts like this. I look for everything.
Okay.
Because I'm not a company. I don't click in.
What did you type in right there? Media.
Oh, he went back to the media.
Job. Okay, no. Take that out. I want to see, because Jay White don't search a name, right?
Correct. I don't search an industry.
How do you search, bro?
I'm not telling these people how to search.
Why not?
Because there's 7,200 students of mine that pay for it to figure out how I search. I'm not telling them.
Just give me one way you search. Like, what do you put in the box?
Nothing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't, it's ways to search without putting nothing in the box.
Tell me one, bro. Your students are not going to be mad, bro. Tell me one.
Yes, they are.
Is there more than one way? Did you search?
No, sir. It's only one way I search.
One way.
That's it. One way in, one way out. That's how I grew up. But nah, seriously though, it's only one way I search. I don't have multiple ways. Now, when you become a veteran and you're a seasoned student of mine, then I teach you how to filter certain ways because then it matters.
I don't like that.
Why? Tell me why.
Because, bro. What?
I mean, listen, why?
I came here so you can tell me something. Give me some game.
Okay.
Don't hold back the game.
Bro, I'm not. But it's not fair to people that pay for the game. That's not fair.
All right, I won't go like second layer because after you search, you still got to do something. But you can tell me what button you press on that website.
All right, pull it back up, bro.
Thank you, man. Golly,
pull it back up, bro.
Yo, I'm out here fighting for you. I'm fighting for my life.
Man, pull it back up, bro. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Go click on all domains.
All domains. I want to feel if I can see it on my phone.
All right. Click on contract opportunities. All right. Scroll down, bro. Scroll down.
Jason.
All right. You see that button that's green that say active?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go underneath that and click that button. Inactive. Now it's 4.something million results that should have popped up. Told you.
Dang, how you know that?
Because I do this every day.
Golly.
I do it every day.
So why would you click the inactives?
Because you want to bring up everything. You said, how do I search? I don't filter. I bring up the whole website. That's the whole website. That's but everything.
But why would an inactive contract be valuable to you?
It's not. That's the only way to bring up everything in its totality.
Okay.
I don't know another way on sound.gov. That's okay. Why I said I only know one way. That's it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you don't put in the inactives, you're not going to get everything. You're going to get it because the website is still funky. So you're still going to get you're going to get bits and pieces of this, that, and the third.
Gotcha. So you just look for the ones that's active.
Yeah. But they very prevalent. It's not like 10 inactives, one active. The inactives is on page 4 million, and some, they way back there. So you don't got to worry about it. Yeah, you don't got to worry about seeing them.
You're a good man.
Man, you got it out. Hey, look, to all man. The Federal Code family, I apologize, yo. I would never do this again on anybody else's.
Hey, to all my social group listeners, you're welcome. Okay, all right. So I think this industry is, like, extremely lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of skill set do you need to have to award these contracts or on your team? What are the skill sets?
So you have to be able to, number one, read very well, which I hated reading. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people know that from my story. But number two, you have to be able to communicate. Oral communication is big with federal government contracts.
Why do you have to read very well first?
Because you're going to miss something that you either could have added money to or needed to charge for. So if you're not reading it and you're missing something, you left money on the table because you didn't add money or you didn't charge properly. So you have to read everything.
So you're talking about what we just read. Like, you just got to read it to make sure you understand all of the requirements?
Understanding, because requirements come with what? It comes with a cost association.
Yeah.
So if you're not understanding what the requirements are, you're not going to be able to charge effectively or you're going to leave money. So you have to be able to read all of that thoroughly.
Got it.
That's a skill set. People think they can read until you're reading something you have no knowledge of what this industry is, right? So you got to really, really break down what you're reading and process, because if you don't know, it's a lot of government jargon that you got to cipher through. I mean, you only read like 3 sentences and it was government jargon all through that joint.
Yeah, I was tapped out actually.
You feel me?
I tried my best to read the words I understood.
You know what I'm saying? So you going to somebody that's, oh man, I heard you could do this business. Look at this dude. Look how he talk. He sound like me. He look like me. He doing it. All right, yeah, I am doing it. But I properly know how to understand what I'm reading and replace government jargon with a layman's term.
So how do we do that if... All right, so first time I'm on sam.gov, and actually I'm going to go on there when you leave.
Go ahead.
So when I go on there, I'm reading a bunch of stuff I don't understand.
Yep.
How do I find out what that stuff means? Are you calling somebody in that particular industry? Are you just Googling? What does this mean?
Yeah, I mean, how does any context clues can help you out? Like, I'm more of a common sense person. If I don't understand what something is reading or saying, I'm going to read the sentence underneath it. I'm going to read what it said above it. Like, just take it. People just take their time when it comes to this federal stuff, but they don't.
Mm.
They want to hurry up and go get a system or build a team and all this stuff, and you don't need to do none of that.
You just got to
use your common sense and slow down. But a lot of people, right, Shams, they stomach touching their back. They need some money right now, so they don't got a lot of patience for this stuff.
Yo, look, I see, already know what you want to find, okay? Assistance listings, contract opportunities, entity information, federal hierarchy, wage determinations. Which one am I clicking?
Let me see it.
It says, I guess
Oh, you click this. You click contract opportunities.
I'm sorry, clicking stuff.
I know.
I'm trying to see what's going on.
You click contract opportunities.
Contract opportunities.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's not wrong with people searching the thing that they are good at.
It makes no sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Watch this.
I found the media joint. I could turn up in there.
All right, but you're going to be disappointed when you don't get it because you know so much about media. Like, federal government contract, it's millions of ways to do this. Number one, we all know that. But the way I do it, I ain't doing it to break your heart. People's souls get broke when they don't win about something they so knowledgeable about and got so much tenure in. And then when they don't get it, like, why not me? And then they done. Mm. If the federal government got 96,000 opportunities a day, we looked it up. It was 4.8 million. But live active contracts that anybody can do outside of the certifications and all of that. Live, anybody can do it. It's 96,000. If we know the government is asking 96,000 times for opportunities, why you coming to the government saying, look at me, I got this company? They don't care about your company for real. They got opportunities that need to be sourced and ready, especially for these opportunities that most people like to call low-hanging fruit. So when you don't get it in the industry that you're a guru in or well-versed in, your heart going to be broke, and then you're not going to fool with it no more. And then that's why people say the government only award the same companies over and over again.
Is that true?
No. They gave me a contract back in 2011. And I was super brand new.
This is interesting. I still, and this is just me being uncoachable, I still kind of disagree with not searching the thing that you do. Government contracting. What about public speaking? Do they have stuff on there for that?
Yeah.
I want to do that, bro. Yeah, I'm going to search it right now. I don't care.
Go ahead, bro. I'm telling you, you're going to be the one with you going to be motivation. The one with your heart, bro. You can be like, man.
I'm searching motivation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that ain't work.
Just do speaking, public speaking.
Speaking. All right, speaking, search. Transportation services.
You already know that. You know the truckers love government contracting. The truckers.
Right, general information. Hold on. Okay, description. Transportation services are government-owned furniture, appliances, goods, and equipment from and transportation services of government-owned furniture, appliances, goods, and equipment from and to the American Embassy warehouse. That's.
And bro, watch this. That truck you got outside probably can do the loads.
My little Sprinter, right?
Probably can do the loads. Take the seats out of it, and it probably can do the load.
I ain't got no seats in that joint.
You good right now.
All right, man. It just seemed almost too easy.
Bro, you always say this to me.
Because I be forgetting that I want to do this. 06 renovation.
Shout out to my boy Alex. My boy Alex said the same thing to me. Jay, why I'm not doing government contracts?
You're not doing government contracts?
I said, man, I don't know why. I said, you talking all the time.
You know the real issue?
I know what it is, but go ahead. Let me hear what you're going to say.
You tell me what you think it is.
It's not fast. Number one, you have to learn certain things.
Yep.
Number two is the government. Number three is not fast. Those three elements make somebody be like, I got time. I'm going to do this first. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to continue to build this other thing. Next thing you know, we're in another pandemic and stuff shutting down all over again.
All right, tell me you've gotten 7 contracts this year.
This year, yeah.
What are? Give me some of them.
I got an IT services contract. That's pretty cool.
What do you do?
Password security. That's all it is.
Password security. What do you mean?
So they have to do IT protection on passwords. Mm-hmm. So I really don't know all the ins and outs. It's password protection. That's all I got for you.
But you got the contract.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you saw that one. What made you say, all right, this is the one I'm going to go after?
The longevity is a 5-year contract.
So it shows it 5-year contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see something like that, you read it and say, oh, well, I can ask someone.
Yes, that's, thank you, sir.
Who did you call for this?
So I called my homeboy. So now I've been doing this since 2008. So Originally, all I do is go to Google. But my Rolodex is thick now, so I just call certain people. Hey, you got a company that you feel can do this? And they'd be like, what? And I just read it to them, talk to them about it, and then we find the right companies.
So you called your homie, like, yo, this is what somebody, so you called somebody that was kind of in the industry.
Yeah, he in the industry. Yeah.
Okay, he's in the industry. He understands it. And you say, I need somebody to do that. He leads you to somebody, or he did it himself, or his company.
No, he led me to a company.
He led you to a company.
Yeah.
They gave you a price.
They gave me a price.
Did you negotiate that price?
No. I can't tell them how much. I don't even know the industry for real. So I can't validate if their price is high, low, if they jipping me, if they, you know what I mean? I can't validate. The only way to validate that is to continue to look at other people's price points.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have the time to do it. Sometimes you don't. So I just put my money on top and submitted it.
Okay. How much did they, if you don't mind sharing, how much did they quote you?
No, you already got me. For-
Listen, family, black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today, told from a unique black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of black stories and black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Sam.gov.
I'm just saying. This is a real example.
All right. I'm going to give you this.
How much did they charge? How much did they charge you?
$500,000.
For all 5 years, so $100,000 a year?
Yeah, $100,000 a year.
Okay. And how much you put on top?
No. You got me for Sam. You got me for the quote, too. And then you just got me for the quote.
How am I going to get value from this conversation if I don't know how much I need to put on top?
You're not going to know. I'm still not going to. So even if I told you how much I put on top, it's not a cookie cutter thing.
I just want to know how much.
$500,000 for 5 years, $100,000 a year. How much you think I put on top?
Let me ask you that. I don't know, Jackson, but I knew the answer.
But can I ask you questions back? How much you think I put on top of it?
Okay, let me ask this. Do you do it percentage-based?
No.
Or you just put a number, a random number on top?
But it's not random. Nothing I do is random. It's not random. The toothpick in my mouth, that probably was random.
I got it. Okay, I got it. Here's if I'm thinking like you.
Okay.
Your homeboy led you to a company. The company gave you a bid. And maybe, let me just tell you what I would do. Don't tell me if I'm right or not. Okay. They give me a number. And then I ask my homie, like, yo, you know anybody else? And they're like, okay, well, these two companies. Or I'll find three other companies and tell them to give me the same exact bid, find out who's highest, find out who's lowest, and put a number on top that makes me feel comfortable being in the middle.
I ain't mad at that, bro.
I'm a thinker.
I'm not mad at that.
That's how I process stuff.
I ain't mad at that at all.
All right, so what you do?
I ain't do that, but I ain't mad at that, though.
How much?
So now I put $150,000 on there.
For all 3 years? I mean, all five years?
Yeah, for five.
So that is $30,000
a year. That's it. Now, watch this. My philosophy and my thought process is I'm not trying to get rich off one contract, but most people are. Mm-hmm. That's where they go wrong at.
I'm trying to hit a home run.
That's what I'm saying. Why?
Why wouldn't you want to go hit a home run?
It's 96.
I'm trying to do one and be done. Bro,
if
forever.
You bet 300, you going to the Hall of Fame. That's out of 10 bets. You need to hit it three times. And them three times, ain't got none of them got to be a home run. But you still can be considered the greatest player by getting the Hall of Fame. That's why people's minds is all messed up. I always take the baseball analogy and be like, damn, 300. Still get you in Hall of Fame?
I'd have put 50 on top. 50 a year. Like, something light. You know what I mean? Something light. Take care of my bills, my household bills pretty much.
Bro, people make $30,000 a year and they feel good. Well, and that's $30,000 off one contract.
I guess that's why you got the contract and I didn't.
Probably.
Okay. Okay. All right, what's another one out of the seven?
I got another landscaping contract. That was pretty cool.
And what
that's
does
in
the
New Jersey?
What do you have to do?
1 acre of grass, cut bushes, cut trees, mulch. Simple stuff.
And how long is the contract?
5 years.
So, do you look specifically for 5 years?
Yes. Who? Yes. I'm not. I've
so
never
saying,
been.
If you see something for 3 years, you just skip over it, or 2 years, you skip.
Where
over
I
it.
Met today, yeah. I don't. We good on those. You know what I mean? Mm. But.
For a beginner, you recommend what?
1,000%. 3 years and better.
So you in no space do you recommend? What's up? What up? You know? Oh, what up? All right. So I'll he can sit in here though. He can sit in here.
Come on, fam.
Kashif, he can sit in here. All right. So you sit down, bro. I lost my train of thought. What was I trying? What kind of information I was trying to get out of him? Yes. Okay. So in no situation are you saying 2 years, you see a nice contract for a year and a half, you would say just skip over that.
My team got the reins to do it however they need to. Whatever they deem fit, right?
Not so, your team. I'm talking about me. This is about me, bro.
Okay,
stop
yes.
Stop making this about you.
Bro, it's not
everything
about
ain't
me,
about
bro.
You, Jason.
I agree with you, okay. Man. If you see a nice one for a year and some change, because that one that you found for media,
yeah,
that's probably a one-hitter quitter. After you give them testimony videos, that's probably a wrap. So, yes, get it. Okay. Get that joint. Yeah.
But so where you're at, once you get in the groove, you're looking for...
Everybody needs to be getting residual. That's the real recession proof, right? Because it's residual income from the federal government. You keep getting one-hitter quitters, you just hustling like every other business hustles, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to get away from all that hustling. So you get 10 contracts, all 10 of them are 5 years and better. You actually just chilling.
That's a fact.
And you getting them at your leisure now, not because you got to hurry up. So you want to stack the longevity ones to let the compound effect take effect.
All right, so landscaping, cutting the grass for an acre, that can't be that much, Brett.
Yeah, it's not. But watch this. If I'm getting $30,000 off one, right? All right.
Bring your mic down a little bit. Just pull it down a little bit.
Like this?
Down. Wow. Down, man.
Bad.
Just, yeah, there
like
you go.
That.
There you
all
go.
Right,
yeah.
Bet. Damn.
How you breaking stuff?
Bro, I be lifting weights, bro. Like,
all right.
I'm gonna hold it though.
Somebody gonna fix it.
Yeah. All right. So look, I'm gonna say this still while we getting the mic fixed. If I'm getting $30,000 from one,
yeah,
and the next contract that we talking about the landscaping is $10,000, how much am I making for a year?
Say it one more time.
That's simple math.
Say it one more time.
I'm getting 30 from one. I'm getting 10 from another.
30.
30 from one. 10 from another.
Yeah, 40,000.
From work I ain't doing or seeing.
So the landscaping is $10,000 for the year.
For me, yeah, profit. It's not a lot. Like, remember, that's just two contracts.
I'm gonna throw a 30 on there. You know what I mean? Not 30.
You're not gonna listen.
Because I mean, that's like what, $800 a month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, close to it.
How long it take to get the contract?
I mean, they all got due dates, right? So they're due at certain times, but we probably found, after we sent the proposal, we probably found out 2 months later, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, this the thing, though. I'm sitting here chit-chatting with you, eating
to
with
make
my man.
$800 a month, yeah.
You feel me? And they ain't doing nothing for it.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, yeah. So did you see that as low-hanging fruit? Let me get something real quick.
Nah, so my company's sole source now, so that means we don't actually bid on contracts. The government just says, hey, we want you to submit us a quote, and if your quote is good, then you got it.
Oh, so that joint wasn't on the site?
No. These the contracts, I'm telling you, they're not on the site. They just
so
reach
once
out
you've
to
been
me.
Doing it for a while, they just send them to you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's everybody's goal. That's what I teach everybody. Your goal is to be sole source. Your goal is to get the government and get these agencies to be like, we just want you. That's why I teach people just to be a Swiss Army knife versus be niche down. If you niche down and they ain't putting no money into that niche at the moment, you dead in the water.
It's making sense now.
It should.
It's making sense now,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Because you want to learn how to get contracts regardless of what it is.
Correct.
Versus finding contracts that best suit you.
Yeah, bro, you can always circle back to the government and be like, hey, but I actually do this amazing business. But after you scratch their back from the opportunities that's been out there and you've done them successfully, you got the ear to the federal government now. It's a layup.
Got it. Okay, it was a couple of things we needed. We need to learn how to read.
Right.
You got to read well.
Very well.
And then you said your ability to communicate.
Yes, oral communication, written emails has to be structured in a way that somebody that's been frustrated at their job and got to read your email, you ain't writing them a book. You're getting right to the point, right to the basis, and boom, move on. Because the faster you can operate, the quicker they can respond, the quicker you can move on to the next solicitation.
Okay. I think it was a third thing you said that we need.
That's all you need.
To be able to read.
Very well.
Read and write.
Come on, man. Ain't that simple? But a lot of people think they can do that until they talking and writing about something they have no knowledge of. That's where all the trainings come in that I do. That's where all the patience and all that I had to take on my own self. That's where all that come in.
How much is the course, bro?
Well, it just depends, man. Like, what level we talking about
now? So we got different levels?
Now.
Can my audience have a discount?
Man, your audience, man. Hey, do me a favor.
Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on the couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there, you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging, it's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision, It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7 so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, EUFY video lock. Search Eufy video lock. That's EUFY video lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, EUFY video lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
You gonna bring me on the morning meetup? I asked you this 2 years ago.
Bro. You never been on morning meetup yet?
No, bring me in there. What time we got to get up? 6 in the morning, 6:30?
No. Oh, no, you've been on the morning meetup.
Bro, no. I've never. You've said my name on there several times, but my face ain't never been on there.
All right.
Bring my face on there, and yeah, your audience can get a discount code for sure.
All right, say less. Too easy. Yeah, say less, say less, say less, say less.
I'm talking about a nice morning meetup joint where you like, yo, Jay. Morning meetup time, baby. You ready? Of course.
So it'll probably be like a Monday through Wednesday.
All right.
Thursday we do Q&A. Friday's community day. But you would teach Monday do you need more than one day, like a series?
Nah, not really. I do want the Q&A day, though. Because after I talk, obviously there's going to be a lot of questions, and I want to knock those questions down.
Well, maybe we'll do 2 days. We'll do 1 day where you're teaching and 1 day of Q&A specifically for government contracting.
And then, bro, you're going to give me like a nice flyer. You be having good flyers up with people.
Yeah.
You feel me? I want all that. I want the flyer.
My boy.
We've been locked in for a little bit.
Yes, because I look at this as a very valuable opportunity to make money where it don't take branding and content create. Now, you know, I'm heavy on podcasting content creation, yeah. But some people, they just not into that.
Yeah. And which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know what I mean? I remember me and Shams.
This is like an introvert's dream, bro.
I remember me and Shams at a conference. We was at Ross Crib. I really didn't want to say that, but that's where we was at. Because yeah. People be thinking I'd be name dropping.
Nah, Rick Ross, my man.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on, Alex. So he did unfollow me, though. So. Why unfollow you? You work with him. They're not going to be able to hear you on the mic.
My big dog still, big homie,
Rick.
Big homie still followed me.
Does
shout
he really?
Shout out to big homie.
Double
man.
Check. Go see.
I check right there. Hold up.
I thought homie. So too. Hold I think up. I was talking about, something. I was like, yeah, Rose, he followed me. And then I looked and I was like,
let me see, Rose. Follow me no that's more. That's my nickname.
Bro, he unfollowed
Alex.
Nah,
bro, follow me still.
Let me see.
Go ahead.
Let me see.
Go ahead. Verify it, man. Get the social proof.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he followed. Why? He followed Trap still, too. Why he stopped following me? I wonder.
Well, he must have said something wild or something.
I don't say nothing wild. Yo, call him. You
want to
call him?
But let me finish my point before I forget, because I forget real fast. So we had the spot. We at Ross House, and Shans is in front talking to people.
And I had to unfollow him back too, respectfully.
You have to.
Yo, you did?
Yeah.
Bro, that's why would you do that?
Unfollow me, bro.
How did you even know that? Oh, you checked.
I just be checking, bro, randomly.
Do you always do that? Hold on, this is interesting.
Every now and again,
if somebody unfollows you, you gonna unfollow them?
If I don't see them post in a while, and then they come up on my side, I'm like, oh, what's up, this person? I'll check.
And then if they don't follow you, just unfollow them.
Respectfully. Respectfully, bro.
That causes
Drake and Ross don't follow each other? Who follow who unfollow who first? That's another story. Drake unfollow Ross first or Ross unfollow Drake?
I wouldn't even do that. If you unfollow me, I wouldn't unfollow you.
You might.
Nah, bro.
If you found out, you'd be like, yo, what's up, my man?
I would text you, bro. We leave voice notes to each other. I would like, Shane, what's up with you, man?
I got Rose's number. And sometimes it could be a mistake.
So look, let me finish this real quick. Shane was in the front of the room. He said, everybody need to get a podcast, right? That's what he was saying. Then he said, who got multiple streams of income in here? People say two. Some people say seven. And then he said, anybody got more than 10? I raised my hand. Anybody got more than 20? I raised my hand. Now it's just me. It's just me raising my hand. Now everybody else dead. Who got more than 30? I raised my hand. Who got more than 40? I raised my hand. Shane said, Jay White, for real? You can keep raising your hand. I said, bro, I'm done after 50, though. Shane said, I got 100 and some streams of income. So when he said that, but I noticed it was just me and him that had that level of multiple streams. It was instantly in my mind like, why a lot of people not talking to me and him right now at this very moment? Mm-hmm. Regardless of what people had going on, regardless of the level people at. Because multiple streams of income means this. You can take that stream of income and really do what you want to do. Invest it how you want to invest it. Live how you want to live. And or continue to build those multiple streams of income.
So how many contracts do you have active right now?
39 right now.
39 active contracts.
Yep. And we just went over two. So you just continue to think about the compound effect taking effect. You know what I mean? And that's not everything else that I do. That's just government contract.
How much money you got in your bank account?
This guy.
around about.
Man, I walk around like this for a purpose, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people want to know. We're intrigued, bro.
Yeah,
like,
man, listen.
About how much?
Just be intrigued. That's cool to be intrigued.
So look, let me ask this question, though.
All right.
I have, I got a project that I'm working on, and I bought a building. Me and Donnie, we bought a building, and we need $1.5 million for the build-out.
Mm.
Can you want to invest, or?
Yeah. You can bring me in on it.
That boy got money.
Oh, my God.
He got money.
Bring me in on it, man. I would love the opportunity to be in on that.
Oh, say sure. Less. Okay.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So I like this government contracting thing, man. You got to be able to read. You got to be able to write. And just.
You got to have patience. You got to have patience. It's not a get rich quick. It's not tomorrow. It's not $1 million. It's like. It's letting it build. You know what I mean? Each contract not going to be $1 million. Each contract not even going to be, you know, 500,000. But if you just let it build, let the compound effect take effect, you're going to be straight.
Can you help me get one?
Yes, bro. That's a layup. So that way you can come back on in.
Yes,
like,
for sure,
dude,
bro.
Dude did it.
Listen, you help me. You show
dude
me.
Dude did it.
And help me get a government contract. Yep. I don't care how much it's for, really.
Yeah.
You got a free pass. Come on here, whatever you want, just come kick it.
Bro, already got the pass to come here, man.
But I'm just saying, I think it'll be a good testimonial that you took me from, you know, just doing whatever I do to getting a government contract.
Yeah. Nah, let's do it. Let's do that.
How long is that process?
It depends. Your timing terrible. Mine's is too.
Yeah.
So it depends on our timing when we can lock in, which we don't be having a lot, but we can figure that out.
When do your students connect with you?
Every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we do a Zoom call, 8 p.m. Eastern. Yep.
And what's the format? Is it like a lesson or it's like, call me, I mean, let me get your questions about whatever you're dealing
with. So we got the private Facebook group for those type of things. Then you get four coaching calls, right? Four 30-minute coaching calls. Buying a course is never enough. I don't care who tell you that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to have extra platforms for continuous learning, confidence building, stuff like that. So you get the four coaching calls, then you get the group Zoom calls every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And it's more like I'm not giving out new lessons.
I'm sorry, you say you get four coaching calls?
Yeah.
Like one-on-one?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Me and my team. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's my team.
Hmm.
Because writing and a Zoom call sometimes ain't even enough. You got something that's due tomorrow. You about to land a big contract. schedule that coaching call, knocking out. Like, I recognize areas of opportunity where my program could just be way better. That's why we created those extra platforms that come with the course. That's not nothing you got to pay for extra. That ain't like an extra thing. It come with the course.
Yeah, let me partner on that joint.
All right, we talk about it. Yeah. Because it makes sense, right?
Yeah, bro. Okay, let me ask this question. If you had to guess, out of your whole tenure, how many people do you think you've helped get a contract?
So the only number I know is this. And we've been tallying this up because we do surveys once a year, right, with the students. So right now we got 7,300 students. Mm-hmm. Right now we've helped 500. Is it 500? Or is it 550? Anyway, I'll get that other number to you. But we at $60.2 million in contracts being awarded. Dang. Through the program.
So 500 and something got a contract. What about the other 7,000? What's up with them?
Right. So I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say it's either 500 or 600 have got the big million-dollar ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
So 500 people got big contracts.
Yeah. I don't have a number right now. My bad. But we had 60.2 million that's been awarded throughout the whole program.
Oh, so it's still thousands of people that got contracts.
Bro, my course still at a 98%-something completion rate. So that's
what?
Yes. You can go on there. That's verified. You can verify. Everything I'm saying can be verified, which is dope. That let me know people finishing the course and they actually taking action. Mm. Not just excited that I'm saying something that they wouldn't get into and then get something and then drop it. Oh, they actually getting busy and it's cool.
Man.
It's dope to see, man. It's dope to hear you walking around in the street or you get the Instagram message. You changed my life. You changed my family life. You just changed the way I thought about government contracting. Coming from where I come from, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still single?
This guy, man. Hey, my man, that's editing the stuff.
Why? No. Hey,
my man is editing the stuff.
Why would he edit?
That's
a valid question.
Why, bro?
I mean, not throwing all your business on the street, but you were with somebody that you're not with that person anymore. That was like a couple years ago.
He was married, divorced, yeah, recently, a while ago.
So divorced a while ago.
Yep.
And like, now what's up?
I'm chilling, man. I'm out here, man. I'm just having a good time and enjoying my life. Am I in a...
You know what?
This
only single people talk like that. I'm just chilling, enjoying my life.
Nah.
Why married people don't say that?
He want me get married.
Why married? Yeah, hold on. I don't think I'm married.
I'm dating somebody I'm dating somebody that have interest there. Very heavy interest.
Is it? You trying to get married?
Is it to get married?
Are you ready to get married?
I've been married before, bro. So I'm trying. Right, so I would can't do it like that. Yeah. I can't rush into
that. Just having a ball.
Yeah, having a good time. We having a good time with each other.
Y'all live together?
No.
So.
No, sir.
Are y'all exclusive?
Yeah. Yes. This guy. Hey, my man, edit all this, bro. My man.
I'm just trying to have regular conversations and maybe an hour.
Well, my relationship status ain't regular. That's a whole nother segment.
Why isn't that regular?
Men of certain stature always with women like men of power anyway. You know this.
Talking like that.
You know this.
Stop talking like that, man.
Bro, I ain't a man of certain stature, but women look at me as a man of power.
Yeah, but there was some women that was going definitely by your course. They like, nope.
That's why I told my man, edit it out of it. Edit it, yo. Because you right. You absolutely right. Yo.
All
right.
So, in your particular situation, y'all got to understand it. Y'all not super exclusive like
that. No. We exclusive. Are we exclusive? Because I don't know what you're going to use and what you're not using.
The clip is coming out.
Oh my gosh.
Look, here's how the clip gonna look. It's gonna be, yo, you single, you exclusive, and it's gonna be him saying,
Nah, Jay, don't do me like that.
How'd y'all meet? On the internet? Was she one of your students?
No, heck no.
In the streets?
Yeah, just outside.
Club?
Just outside. This guy, man.
Do you use the dating apps?
No, never have.
Okay. Only, all
right. Yeah, that's corny to me. You can talk to somebody like back in the day.
Yeah, it's challenging.
Yeah. I ain't doing no apps. Never have.
Okay. All right. You in love?
This guy, hey, my man. Hey, edit all this out of here, bro.
Are you in love? Last question, bro.
All right.
When y'all get off the phone, do you say I love you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of
see,
you.
See, I answered that one. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
How's your spiritual life?
It's good, man. I got a relationship with God, so I'm where I feel like I have room for growth.
Okay. I want the people to get to know you, bro.
Bro, they don't got to get to know that.
Yeah, they do.
Nah, I got other stuff they can know.
Like what?
Anybody want to smoke on the basketball court, just call me right now. I'm going to fly to where you at. You and your five.
You seen him play?
You and your whole five. We're going to put the money up. Matter of fact, you don't even got to put no money up. I put all the money up. Just bring your five.
What's on your flight, bro?
Bro, my flight at... That's not enough.
What's your stop big money on everybody, bro.
Bro, I ain't even
he tried big money on everybody,
no,
bro.
No, because when you bring people out of retirement, though, we could all get injured that day. So that's not, you know what I mean?
All right, man. So
I done seen you play, man, a little bit. You look like a hack, bro.
Don't believe that. I play really, really good defense.
Most slew foot people, they hacks.
I'm not slew foot.
Pigeon toe?
You just want to have something to say at this point.
You don't even know. Pigeon-toed, slew-foot people, they hacks.
How you going to mix them together? Like, what are you talking about?
Right, when we playing?
When
I come back.
What's your flight back?
No, not today. I'm out of here.
Gotta go see Bay?
Nah, I just got something to do. This guy here. Hey, edit that too, my man. Edit that.
There's no way we're editing that. All right, so you said my audience can't get a discount on the program, right?
Yeah, we do it. You bring me on the morning meetup. We keep talking about it. Give the people what they want.
All right, cool. So we'll have it below somewhere where y'all can take advantage of the course. And actually, in all honesty, this is 100, me being 100, there's been a lot of people that come to me, like in the airports and stuff like that, and they're like, yo, that one episode with so-and-so. And I've had a bunch of people saying, yo, I took Jason White's program. He helped me get the contracts.
Appreciate it,
it's
bro.
It's lit. Yep, I love. Yeah. Yo, I can't even, bro. I'm not even bringing other people. You'll notice that I'm not really having people who are like teachers and coaches like that.
Yeah.
It's about to be like just more me stuff. And especially coming back, it's somebody that like I certify and verify. Like,
for sure.
Terica, she always got a home here. You got a home here. You know what I mean? Like somebody like Myron.
Yeah.
He go crazy. You feel me?
Yeah.
People be doing weird business out here, man. So
super
I don't
weird.
Get caught up
and then they don't be having the receipts that they say they had.
Yeah.
Because like our points earlier, they stopped doing what it is that they even trying to teach.
Yeah.
Like, how can you let that go?
That's what we talked about earlier, right?
How can you let that go?
Like, I teach podcasting, but I'm in it every day, correct, bro. Like, there's a lot of people that's doing it.
Current, you know what I mean? Your information, the growth of the world, the vibe of the world, you're still doing it in this space, yep, so you can effectively teach it too. So
100%. Yeah, no, we 100%. Here. Last thing, I wanted to ask you for some money for something else. you want to sponsor a podcast summit?
Nah,
I think it's an audience of creators.
Nah, I passed. But thanks for the offer, though. Thanks for asking me.
Just say yes on camera, bro.
Bro, I can't say no. I got to be
willing to cap a little bit, bro. Golly. Are you coming?
It's in Florida?
No, it's here in Atlanta, July 4th and 5th.
It was in Florida.
Last year. This year, July 4th
I was
going to
come last year. Yeah, I'll come.
So here's what's unique. it's a lot of like podcasters, and we have like 20 podcast booths. Mm. So there are a lot of creators can sit down there and they can just do interviews on the spot. Oh. I need you to do some interviews with some of these creators.
That's a layup. Yeah. Okay. I could do that for sure.
Good. Let me ask for any other favors I need to ask.
This guy. What a guy.
Okay. All right. J.Y., I appreciate it, man. We're going to put the link to the program in the bio with a discount code.
Yeah.
Well, they'll just put it in the, it'll be like a slot to put a discount in?
Yeah. I think we can just make it where, boom, when they hit it, it goes straight to it.
Oh, that particular?
Yeah, that way ain't got to be no extra steps for nobody. You know what I mean?
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, say less. Jay White, I appreciate you, my brother.
Always love, bro. Always.
Anything you want to share, like, in closing?
Nah, man. I mean, I got my workshop in St. Louis. St. Louis, I'm coming to your town May 2nd. That's a live federal government workshop.
We don't know when this is going to air.
Bro, it don't even matter. I'm saying it now.
So somebody's going to be watching this in 2025.
So delete it.
And they're going to think, I'm not going to delete it.
So just delete what I'm saying.
Bro, I can't wait to pull the clips for this.
St. Louis workshop, come through. I'm going to be in the loo. that's going to be cool. And then, man, I got a book. I'm an author, too. Ash Cash helped me get my book, so shout out to him. Mm-hmm. Unconventional Path for Success, man. So the book doing decent. It's doing decent.
That's pretty cool. I don't know why you don't want to join Death Row and be on this podcast network. We need to have
a real one.
We got a real one.
Another one then. The more real ones you got, the more the network is the truth.
First of all, our network is jumping right now.
I ain't trying to listen.
Don't get it twisted.
Nah, you got it. You got it. You got the juice.
All right, Jason White.
Let me ask you a favor real quick. Can I be a part of the network? Yeah, can I bring my show to the network?
Yes.
Okay, bet. Let's go then.
Yeah. Go ahead. You got to talk about it.
You can close it out. Go ahead. You can close the episode out.
There we go. Listen, man. Make sure y'all rock my boy Jay White, man. It's always good to just be able to chop it up with one of your boys, man. Just super cool. We've been able to spend a lot of time together, talk about a lot of stuff, man. So I rock with Jason White. So I'm going to do my very best to get into the Kay. You read good, right? All right. So maybe Kay can read the stuff, because I'm not that good. I can read.
Cause you only okay. Bring Kay
in.
I can
read. All right. Or my wife or somebody. We can get this government contract. We can get this government contract and money. Because she good with logistics anyway. This person need this, put it together, give you my check.
All right, cool.
Bet. I like that.
You good at that?
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah, man. Rock with Jason White. Listen, click the link below, okay? It's somewhere in the bio. And you get a discount on the program. But I want you to come back. Like, after you take the course, and you take the program, you get on these calls, you get to talk to Jason. Comment when you get your contract, okay? Yeah. We want other people to see the receipts, man. And I definitely trust this brother. So make sure you check out, just follow Jason White. And also go get you some social proof, meaning go build something, build it really, really big, but come back to your community and tell other people how you did it. It's the only way our community grows. All right, we out of here. Peace.